Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
We're back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. We've got a lot going on tonight. We'll have the final, Tennessee and Texas A&M, right here on 93.9 The Ville. And we'll have it on the radio, but if you're watching on TV, you will hear and see Louisville's own Chris Burke, who is on the line with us. And we got a good one tonight, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, we do. Game three. What else can you ask for? Two really good teams. They both have very, very hot pitchers on the mound tonight. Two guys that are been kind of almost bulletproof here down the stretch. Probably a little out of nowhere, but have proved themselves over and over again in the postseason. So it should be a good matchup on the mound and, of course, a lot of star power in the lineups.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny. You've obviously done this. How many years now have you done College World Series?
I've done the World Series since 17, as far as, like, in the booth.
Yeah.
And then I've done, this is my third year doing the finals.
Yeah, because it just seems to me, like we were talking about this earlier, it seems to have grown exponentially in the last, I don't know, 3 to 5 years. It's always been a cool event, but it seems like the word's getting out.
Yeah, I think so. I think the game has gotten better. I think the stage has gotten bigger as far as social media has really made college baseball very popular. Just because it's a fun brand of ball, the kids play with a lot of joy. They celebrate. There's just a lot to like. And then the game has gotten better. It's gotten older. The draft has gotten smaller. There are fewer minor league teams. You know, all those kinds of things. You put them together, and the game is—it's never been more popular. It's never been better. And the path to the big leagues is never been clearer for most of these stars.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that I noticed. These guys are just studs. I mean, these guys look like football, basketball players. I mean, these guys are monsters out there. That's the first visual thing you notice is just the physical specimens these dudes are.
Yeah, I mean, I think the game, because it's gotten older and because the coaching staffs have better access to players that are to their liking, let's say, whether it be through the portal or the draft being shorter, like the guys on the field are, there's very few projects. There's very few players that you look at and you go, well, he's not quite there yet, but he'll get there. Like, for instance, Caden Sorrell, the left fielder for Texas A&M, he's got, I don't know, 10, 12 home runs. So he's already a double digit home run guy. He's already shown glimpses. But you look at the body, and you're like, he's 185 pounds. Like, he's 6'2". He's going to be 210 by the time he leaves. Mm-hmm. I bring that up to say it's almost rare to see a body that still looks young on the field. Like Tennessee has a true freshman shortstop, but he's 6'3", 212. and Texas A&M has a true freshman third baseman, and he's 6'1", 230. I mean, he looks like a linebacker. Tony Vitello called him an F-150 the other day. So you can get on the field as a freshman, but you better be a real guy. And if you're not, you're either out there because of a need, or maybe you are one of those underdeveloped bodies that's still good enough to play, even though you haven't quite arrived yet as a star.
I mean, you were player of the year in the SEC, and you weren't that size. Could you have done that in today's era?
Well, I don't like to match eras, because I don't want to shortchange the guys of yesteryear, and I also don't want to sell the guys today short. Yeah. But you know, there's still a you know, not everybody is a monster. Mm-hmm. There's still a place for guys with different body types, and you look at the two guys that pitched today. Lampkin's, you know, 6'4", 215, 220 pounds. He's going to throw 92, 93. But Xander Seacrest is probably, I don't know, 180 pounds, 185 pounds, and he's going to throw 87, 88. So it's not everybody's 6'4", 230, mm-hmm. throwing 96. It's not like that, but there are more big league ready bodies and big league ready stuff. I mean, I don't know if you watched yesterday, but yeah. Chris Cortez was out there. He didn't throw a pitch below 98, and he hit 100 like two dozen times. And he's a reliever for Texas A&M.
Well, I couldn't get over that guy, Chris. I mean, it was like, why did that guy just start? I mean, the guy's got every piece of it. It was like, he might be the hardest guy to hit, or he might not hit the plate. It was kind of your guy's analysis.
Right. Yeah, I think they've seen so much Jekyll and Hyde from him. They have a hard time running him out there to start. Plus, it's crazy how some guys do better out of the pen. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have all day to sit on it. There's not the stage that starting is. Now, some guys are the opposite. Some guys have to start, and they can't even begin to come in and handle the mess of coming in out of the bullpen. So I think the one thing I've learned in the broadcast chair, not that I won't second-guess head coaches, because I've done it plenty, but those guys know their team, and they know the makeup of their players, and especially if you get to this point, you're pretty good at figuring out what your guys do best.
Yeah, Chris Burke is here, ninth round of the Ville, ESPN 680. He'll be on the call tonight. We were kind of joking earlier, but I'm sure you're probably over this, but I don't want to answer the question for you. You played at Tennessee. They're playing for the national championship. Can you totally separate your emotions as an alumnus from your job to do in the broadcast booth?
I would say that I almost always can. You know, I liken it. I tell people, how do you do that? How do you this? How do you that? Like, the best experience I've had for it is coaching youth sports with my own children. And I tend to get more mad and more critical at them. And I don't have any trouble, like, when we're playing a team, if they have a good player or they make a good play, like, I don't have any trouble cheering for the other team's success in a way, if that makes sense. Not mm-hmm. because we did something stupid, but if they did something really well, I have no, you know, and so I think it's given me a little experience throughout the last 15 years or so. So I say all that to say, of course I love Tennessee. Of course I'm a alum and a fan when I don't have a headset on. But even though I know those players and I have a relationship with some of them, if they do something stupid, I call it out. And if the other team makes a great play, I genuinely love the sport and appreciate the difficulty of the sport. And I don't have any trouble getting excited about that. You know, that being said, it is a unique opportunity, that one I'm very grateful for. First of all, just to, you know, call the finals and have the job that I do and work with Carl and KP. But to have your own school in it, you know, I'm trying not to take that for granted and completely be blind to the fact, because it's a really neat opportunity.
There's got to be some good KP stories. That guy's great to listen to. I mean, he's like so into it, man. I love how into it all of you are, but especially him.
Yeah, Kyle's he's one of a kind. He's whatever you think he's like is what he's like.
Yeah,
there's no show with KP. He'll shoot par with his flip flops on. He'll grill you a steak and host the whole crew, and you know, he can dial it in and call a game with the best of them. So he's just, you know, he's kind of the most interesting guy in the world. That's who KP is. He's got like 12 business ventures, and you know, he might be slinging a deal in between innings. Like, you just never know with the guy.
That's fantastic. You know, it's funny. Like, ESPN has its own betting app. And when you watch the hockey pregame the other night, they're telling you props to bet and this to bet. I don't sense they're dipping into that with the college ranks yet. Is that kind of a no-fly zone? Or how have they – do they say anything about that with you guys?
Good question. Are we promoting any college gambling? I'm sitting here. Carl and I are going to play some golf this morning.
Oh, that's cool.
Let's just say we haven't been given that direction. So I don't know what the – now, so you got the wrong guy on the phone. Like, Kyle could answer that question.
Yeah, but other than that, we put ESPN bet lines up. We don't do that.
Yeah, Major League Baseball, Carl's saying Sunday Night Baseball, they do it. But I don't know. I don't know what's going on the college.
Yeah, it just seems like that with all the college sports. Yeah, I've noticed it's so different. The NHL pregame was like, may as well have been an ESPN bet show.
Right.
You know, it was like, interesting. Yeah, it is kind of crazy how we've evolved in that regard.
So Tennessee, just for your knowledge, -230 favorite tonight. Are they a justified favorite? Why are they such a heavy favorite?
I think they're a heavy favorite just because of the offense. I think Texas A&M's pitching will keep them in the game. I'd be shocked if Tennessee runs away and hides. I just think when you call the game, you feel the presence of the best hitters and you feel the opportunity for runs to be scored. And in the Tennessee lineup, even at 8-9, even at 7-8-9, you got Curley, the freshman. Their DH spot is kind of rotated, and their catcher spot, Stark, has got one hit in Omaha, but it was a two-run homer yesterday that gave them some breathing room. I read something this morning that every spot in the Tennessee batting order, including the DH spot, now it's been handled by different people, has at least three home runs this postseason.
postseason?
You know, like,
wow.
Yeah, this postseason. They have 35 home runs in, I think, 11 games. And every spot, no spot has more than five, and no spot has less than three. So I say all that to say there's just so much danger in the lineup. You feel like every inning has the potential to be a crooked number, and you know, A&M, because of their injuries and because of maybe some youth in some spots, maybe especially in a ballpark this big, you don't feel quite that same way about their lineup. Now, that being said, you know, they've lost one game this postseason, so they're certainly capable of winning a game tonight. But I think if you're asking me why Tennessee's the favorite, I just think Vegas is betting on that offense. Yeah.
I'll get you out here on this. I mean, I know you're close with Dan McDonald, the U of L program. What do they need to do to bounce back in your mind?
Well, I think they just have to keep evolving with the current landscape, right? I know the the 502 circle. I'm sure they're highly dialed in on football and basketball right now. But I think everybody has to understand the current landscape of supporting the programs financially and being able to be in the portal and NIL space, whether that be convincing a young kid to come to school because you can take care of them or winning a portal battle with some of the other halves in the industry, because, you know, that thing's real. It's funny how a lot of coaches are giving us different stories about, you know, everybody else has a lot of money and nobody else, and they don't. You know, that's kind of it's funny how you talk to coaches, the spin you get. Yeah. But the reality is that's a big part of the current landscape. So I know Louisville's starting to go all in that regard. And I also think, you know, if you look at the historical programs, say, of this century, whether it be Virginia or Vandy or TCU, some of these programs have been Omaha a ton. They've also had some downturns where the program maybe had a couple years where they weren't functioning at as high a level, and then they come right back. And one thing I'm certain with that coaching staff is they haven't forgotten how to recruit and they haven't forgotten how to develop. We know they can coach. So I think Dan's as hungry as he's ever been, and I would expect Louisville to be back very soon. But I think it's going to take a commitment from the entire body of the U of L athletic department to compete in the modern era. Yep. And you know that in every sport.
Absolutely. Changing a lot different when you're worried about getting a 60% scholarship and having student loans to pay for the other 40% or whatever the hell.
Right. And you know, Jay Johnson said it best, and I don't think any of us love the way it sounds, but, you know, I think every coach is going to handle it different. And, of course, coaches still love the personal investment and the player development part. That being said, they really do have to look at their rosters year to year. It's It's less about program building and more about roster management and trying to put the best team on the field each and every year. And so, you know, it's just a different game. It's a different climate, and I'm certain Louisville will adjust. It's just right now, you know, maybe some of the high school kids that they've hit on in the past haven't quite become the stars as previous generations. Yep.
All right, well, you and Ravi hit them straight there on the golf course, and we'll be looking for you on the TV tonight, man. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for talking college ball. Appreciate it.
No, appreciate it, Chris. Chris Berg with us there with Carl Ravitch apparently driving around. It's kind of cool.
That's really cool. Yeah, I guess we're playing a round of golf. Yeah. You know, he's like, yeah, I got to do a little radio hit. And we can go out after I get done.
Yeah, like, yes. I was wondering. It's great. I always like kind of catching people in their natural environment. You could tell they were traveling, you know, they were doing something, and it was great. And you hear them in the background there. It's awesome.
That's really cool.
That'll be tonight. We'll have the radio call for you at 7 o'clock. I find that interesting. Like the NHL pregame, it is all about, you know, and I should have known the other night when all three of the guys on the set were like, Connor McDavid goal is like only like plus 150. Like, oh, that's free money. If you see three commentators all say the same thing who are not gambling guys,
yeah,
fade them.
Really? Oh, really?
Okay. Connor McDavid's about ready to break some of Wayne Gretzky's records for the playoff, and he didn't have a point the other night. Didn't have an assist.
He even have a point?
Didn't have a point. No,
wow, that's incredible. So, well,
but
I mean,
when you hear three, but their whole pregame was about prop bets and this and that, and it's like, but the college game, you don't see that yet. But they own a gambling app.
They do.
So
that's what's really interesting, you know, is like ESPN, like on Sunday Night Baseball, they almost always have something on ESPN Bet, almost every time. And like, for if you want to bet on College World Series tonight, FanDuel has like a 25% profit boost.
Yeah, they'll all have boosts.
Caesars usually does, but I haven't seen that for DraftKings.
No, you know, not yet. It's early. It's early. Settlement.
It's early. No, but I'm saying like
you haven't seen any throughout.
I haven't seen a College World Series for DraftKings. Now, maybe you've gotten one, and I haven't, but like, I haven't gotten anything for that. It's weird. Like, these gambling apps are all different.
Well, I think also, too, it's a small market, the college baseball is. I mean, you remember when the Brad Bohannon thing happened? One of the two apps said that they had no other bets on that game that night.
Well, that was a regular season game.
Regular season game, but still $0 bet. Yeah. Tells you that.
This is going to be different, though. It's game three. It's the final college baseball game of the year.
Yeah,
this decides the title. There'll be action.
There's plenty there. Yeah.
I mean, I'll bet on it.
But of course you will.
I bet on cricket over the weekend.
Yeah. So they had the $5 free cricket bet. I did, too.
76% profit boost. I bet on Afghanistan. Was that weird? I think they lost. I don't remember.
I have no idea.
I got to go back and look.
You know what? I did too. Now you say it. Because if you're going to give me a free $5 bet, I mean, I'll take it.
I'll take it. I'll bet on cricket versus Afghanistan versus Australia. I took the Afghans.
See.
I don't know. Was that a problem? Does that bother you?
Is that a conflict? maybe mine.
I got
hasn't
a lot of value
yet.
on the Afghans. It was pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, hang on. Where is it? Tennessee. No. Ray Tura versus
way down
Carlos
the list
Hernandez.
There.
That's UFC.
You're way down the list.
Padres. I mean, I feel like I took advantage of the free bet, but I don't know.
It wasn't free. It was like a 76% boost, which is a huge boost.
It was a $5, for $5 bet, and you're going to give me 76% profit boost. Yeah. I don't see it.
But I was like, okay, I'll bet on cricket. Here we go.
Yeah.
Like, are we going to get a line on the Nathan's hot dog eating contest? Is that what we're going to get? Like, I feel like without Jaws in there, maybe we could do something on the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Well, it'd be fun for it. It'd be at least an open competition for it. Yeah, yes, Mark. Of course, they'll have bet on anything on these things. Just a limit of how much.
We got limited on the
your moral compass is set to win.
It is.
If you bet on Afghanistan.
I did.
Yeah, it's set.
I bet on the Afghans.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what Louis just texted.
Yeah,
morality is set to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think they lost.
I do think ESPN's going to have to talk about it with, why would it be? I mean, college sports are basically pro sports anyway. They're
especially
all getting
now
paid.
Yeah.
And they're making enough money where there's not a gambler that's going to give them more money than they're, I mean, they're less susceptible to gambling now than they've ever been, to me.
They have money.
Yeah.
They have money. If you go to the parking lot of Louisville football, like this afternoon.
Nice cars. Whatever,
lots of nice cars. Any college football thing. It was funny. Was it Kirby Smart was saying, you know, we don't want it to be about the money. And they like all walked by like there's like for Ferraris and like Aston Martins.
Is that what
Martins.
Kirby says when he negotiates his contract?
Exactly.
Give me a break.
Like all the great cars. No, it was Sarkeesian at Texas.
Either way.
And they were like walking by and like, he wanted three Ferraris.
Money. Yeah.
Well, remember Quinn Ewers got his Bentley or something, like a Toad?
Toad, yeah.
They towed his Bentley. And he
I don't know if it was a Bentley, but it was
something.
It was a really nice, I don't know that it was, you may be right.
It was a crazy car.
But this is when he was at Ohio State, right?
This was at Austin.
I thought it was when he was at Ohio Toad. State. But yeah, Quinn Ewers' Toad car. I mean, or was it someone else? Who was the other? It was a quarterback, but...
It was Quinn Ewers.
Okay.
It was during the Louisiana Monroe game. Let's see. How did I get towed during the game? And so he did get towed.
Like, he parked in an area where your car was... It says, don't park here or you'll get towed.
Right. But, man, I'm trying to figure out what the car was, because that was one of the best parts. But, you know, campus parking versus kids is, like, always, like, the biggest... That's the biggest rivalry on any single campus ever.
Right.
Gosh, what was the name of it? What was the car? He got booted too.
Yeah. Sure. I don't know, but he tweeted like it was like the dude where's my car memes were like popping up.
I can see that his car got towed, but the type of car, yeah, I can't find it.
Yeah, I don't know. These players, I don't know why they're shying away from it on ESPN. They bought
an Aston
gambling
Martin.
It. Okay,
an Aston Martin,
yeah,
SUV.
Yeah, good use of money there, but I just don't know why they shy away from it, because that's going to keep more viewership. It's going to keep more interest. It's going to make more money on the app. They can promote it. They can promote whatever promos, and they're the worst ones of probably all the apps of daily promos.
And
they're the worst.
There's a little bit of a put. Yeah, I think they are
like
the worst
day to day promos. They suck.
No, and it's always like.
Oh, it's
get a $5 bonus.
If somebody hits 15 home runs in the game, you get your money back. Like, shut up. You know,
like, stop. Place an eight leg parlay at plus 2,000 and get a $5 bonus bet.
Yeah, no. Like, their promos suck the worst. MGM's app sucks the worst because they can't figure
they
out how
great
to put
promos.
But they do, if they get it right, they do. DraftKings is better than all of them. It's the only, it's only consistent
Love
one.
DraftKings.
And yeah, they all have their different quirks, but, you know, the. Their app is like, I thought they would do so much better with this, because I thought they would promote it like they do. I've always said the best thing they are at doing is promoting themselves.
Yeah.
And while they do promote it, they don't, I don't know. They don't do a great job of that. And then they don't do anything with their daily promotions, which just means you're losing ground to every other app. So
you are. You are. I mean, the daily promotions is the bread and butter of the, it's the lifeblood of the sport, of the whole industry. Yeah. But, you know, I think college is a little bit different, and there's all this conversation about player props and stuff like that.
But I don't know, understand why people think that's different. I think they're less susceptible than they've ever been.
I agree with you.
And it just sounds like something good to say. Like, oh, we don't want player props on our college kids.
It's a politician's thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's their talking point to make it feel like that they are being responsible with gaming.
They're trying to get morality votes is all they're trying to do.
And all I want to do is win money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care.
I just don't think that matters.
Like, I don't think it does either.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many of these kids are getting caught. Like,
I mean, the kind of kid's like going to have
pros.
A prop bet available on him is going to be making a lot of money anyway from his, you know, quote, NIL stuff, that they're not going to worry about him taking a dive. You know?
I mean, this Charlie Condon kid at Georgia, like, I would bet on him to hit a home run in about every game, because he is just absolutely incredible. Won the Golden Spikes Award.
Yep.
And just, you know, his OPS was, like, they put his stats up on the screen. You're like, that's not human. That's like Babe Ruth, you know, for college baseball. He was just absolutely awesome. But, like, that's the type of player that I would bet props on.
Yeah.
I'm not betting props on, like, the ninth hitter with, like, a .600 OPS and, like, you know, two home runs.
I'm looking on both DraftKings and FanDuel right now, and they don't have any prop bets. They've got the over-under at 9.5 tonight.
Mm.
They've got, you know, Tennessee's a huge favorite at minus 290. The run line, they're a minus 2.5 on the run line. Wow.
Who is? Tennessee?
Tennessee, yeah, for about even money. Minus 2.5.
Wow, they're a big favorite
that
tonight.
That is a lot, yeah.
Man, so. Can I take A&M? Give me 2.5 runs?
Go ahead, do it.
I mean, I think I will.
I don't know. I like Chris Burke's stat there about their entire lineup has hit 3 through 5 home runs in the postseason. That's a crazy stat.
Yeah, it is kind of nuts. It is kind of nuts.
So we'll see. We'll have it for you tonight. If you want to get in, 267-9680, UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. I'll check that right now as well. Anytime I hear people betting on cricket, I'd like to check their education profiles. Says Burke's great. He doesn't constantly talk in the broadcast and is smart. Yeah,
he is smart. And I think that that's probably the right approach. Yes, he loves Tennessee. Yes, he wants them to win, but he's going to call the game. I mean, I think that's what you have to do. Yeah.
Text says, I live here, Drew. If the Panthers win, get ready for a party. That's why I'm coming, damn it. I'm going to game 7 tonight.
Who do you bet tonight then? Do you have a...
That's a good question.
Because, I mean, you obviously, I think, want the Panthers to win, but you might change midstream if McDavid gets hot.
I mean, I just want to be there. I mean, I want to pull for the home team. Even though in my heart of hearts, I would want Edmonton to win because I know what it would mean to freaking Edmonton.
Yeah.
Which I explained to my half Canadian son the other night that it's in Canada. I did not know that Edmonton, he thought it was like in Ohio or something. And I was like, no. And don't tell your grandfather that. Your Canadian grandfather.
Ohio.
Don't tell them.
It's up there. It's all the way, like, it's deep in Alberta.
So says the Panthers Arena is in the middle of nowhere. Okay, so it was 20 years ago. So that's what I'm curious about now. I don't think it's in the middle of nowhere now, though.
It's west of Fort Lauderdale. I just don't know. I don't know enough about Sunrise.
I know
Sunrise
where Sunrise is, but I'm talking about the Panthers.
I don't know.
Amerant Bank Arena. What an odd name.
Have utterly no idea. Probably the biggest hole in my sports knowledge is the Florida Panthers Arena. Yeah, could not tell you anything about it.
It doesn't look like there's... It looks very much Charlotte-esque in terms of, like, you're there and then you've got to go...
Oh, that's Greensboro. Charlotte's good.
I'm sorry, I meant Greensboro. Yeah. I meant Greensboro.
Yeah. Charlotte is good. Greensboro's bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I meant. I guess it looks more like Greensboro to me. But I don't know. I mean, there's like a whole like mall that looks really close there with like,
well, you know, Target even like and all that. Hard Rock is kind of in the middle of nowhere too. You know, like it's a complex all of its in its own deal. But like you're not walking out of Hard Rock Stadium and hitting a bar. You know, you know, like Tropicana Field there in St. Pete. You walk out of Tropicana Field, you're at like it's like Bar Row.
It's
absolutely amazing.
Why would you ever build one any other way?
I don't know.
I don't know why they built these things the way that, you know.
Philadelphia is like this, too, where, like, they actually built a bar complex in the middle of it because they were like, well, we don't want to move Citizens Bank and Lincoln Financial Field or whatever it is. We don't want to move them, so let's just build Xfinity, like, right in the middle of it so that people can leave and go to a bar, you know? Like, and that's what they did with the Atlanta Braves Stadium.
It looks like there's something right, like a whole area right next door.
Yeah.
It looks that way to me, but. I don't know. Any local knowledge down there, I will take. Texas, that's the same arena. Okay, because it was Nationwide Arena, I think, back in the day.
Gotcha.
So,
Have a great time. I hope it's awesome. It's incredible. I hope it's a scene. Hope Oilers girl. I hope you sit next to her.
I don't think I'll have I'm not planning on good seats, but I'm not paying what these fools think they're getting right now. And they're all folding right now. It's coming down about $50 every hour.
Oh, is it?
Half.
There you go. By the time you board, you'll have your ticket, maybe.
No. I'm in no rush.
I thought this was going to be the summer of the Oilers, lady, but it's Hawk Tua.
It's Hawk Tua. Both of them.
Ladies, you're on notice. Who's going to enter the chat? You know? What are you going to do?
Who's going to be the next to enter the chat? That's funny. That's really funny.
I love it.
Get in price right now is $858.
$858.
And that is...
Where do you think it bottoms out? 400 or 500?
No. I think it'll be 800, 750 maybe. But you know,
it is only 8:30.
Yeah, I know. But there's ebbs and flows of this.
What time's the puck drop?
Say eight
o'clock.
Eight. Okay. So right, this is top of the arena right there for about 850 right now. Oh,
that's a great view though.
Yeah,
really.
If the view's really like that, look, I just want to be in the arena. I think it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a great night for YouTube TV double box.
Can you create?
I think you can.
On that, are you at their mercy? Okay.
So, generally, like during...
it was National Car Rental Arena. That's what it was. Not Nationwide. That's what it was.
National Car Rental.
That's exactly what it was. Thank you.
It's not a bad brand.
Yeah.
It's okay.
National Car Rental Conference. You can have that for the ACC.
The Arbonne Conference is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm all for that. And their convention. Yeah.
The Arbonne Conference.
Yeah.
That is what the ACC needs.
Yeah. Nationwide. I mean, that they really, it should be the nationwide conference.
Maybe. Yeah. I love that. Nationwide insurance.
You've got the entire nation covered from California to.
Right. Yeah. I used to work for Nationwide.
Yeah. Were you on their side?
I was on their side. I was definitely on your side and their side.
Yeah.
Lots of sides. It was a Allied Insurance, which is a nationwide company and based out of Iowa. So I had to go to Des Moines, Iowa for weeks at a time. It was not great. But
$1,500 club section seat too.
Does it include all? Is it inclusive?
I don't know. I need to find out. I doubt that.
Well, the Pacers have all inclusive sections.
Yes, but I don't think that one is.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Because at a hockey game, an inclusive section with the two-period break, that could be worth it if you could get it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have it.
I'm going to pace Mark Blankenbaker.
I'm looking this up.
Yeah. All right, you look that up. In the meantime, I will tell everybody about our friends over at RGB Home Theaters. Again, they're having that app. Oh my gosh, the app on the phone, which is my remote now, it's one of the best things that RGB has done. In addition to the great audio system I've got and the TV and everything, man, this remote, the Control 4 remote, will change your life. It'll make your life better. Your wife puts it on there, girlfriend, kids, they have it on their phone. Where's the remote? It's on your phone. Boom. And it controls everything. It's just fantastic. So whatever... whatever your audio visual needs are, and I'm about to have them now that we've got the deck. We've got to get a little bit more audio out on the deck. So,
yeah.
Because I've got the umbrella / what's it called?
It's cantilever.
Cantilever. So, yeah, we're going to look at something out there. But whatever you need, they've got it for you there at RGB. Red, green, blue. RGBHomeTheaters.com. Tell me what's talking about. I'm right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And Alfred Hitchcock, known as Jason Anderson, just wanders in like on a movie, just walks right in behind the... And there he is.
Seeing what you guys were doing. I don't know.
I turn around. It's always like this. No announcement. Turn around, then Jason Anderson's just there. Hey, your picture's still out front.
For now.
I noticed that. Really, for now, really.
With Jason Anderson.
That's right.
Thanks, voice guy.
Hey, good to see you, man.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah,
good
so you got to enhance the family, I guess, in-laws.
Yep, see the family. We're here for the week, so hang out, see the family, and enjoy a little family time and still be able to do the show from here. So
no training camp. The Royals, I guess, suck. I mean,
are sucking right now, so that's one thing. But it's only been 22 innings without scoring a run, but he's really counting.
22? Is that right?
Yeah, but there's like 25 innings in a game, though, right?
Yeah. Oh. Wow, they're that bad, huh?
Yeah, but they're only a half game out of the wild card. They were six games up in the wild card.
Oh, okay, so they weren't bad.
Like 2 weeks ago, but they've been pretty bad over the last couple
weeks.
Is it
all Chiefs talk out there, or is it like...
Well, with the Royals this year, there's a lot of Royals talk. Typically, it's 24/7 Chiefs. I mean, you can't... look, even when the Royals are playing well, I mean, you talk Chiefs for 4 hours, nobody's going to turn off the radio.
And Kelsey put on his top hat on to be with
now we
concert.
Got something to talk... I don't have to talk Royals for 4 hours. I can just talk about Eras Tour and Travis
How do you
Kelsey
break that
and...
like, his performance on... Was that in London? Where was that?
It was in London. I thought he did a pretty good job. I mean, he has been practicing, and he does want to be in the spotlight. He wants to be in Hollywood when he's done. He wants to be in commercials and TV shows and movies when he's done playing, whatever
movies,
that is.
Huh? You think so?
Oh, yeah. He wants to be in movies for sure. So hopefully, like, in 10 years from now when he's done.
Yeah, right. I mean, what's he got? Another two?
He's got 2 years.
Squeeze 2 years out of him?
So he's got 2 years on his contract. correct. And I think those are the final 2 years, at least, that he's planning on playing, even though he said last week, I'm going to play till the wheels fall off. And he said on his podcast that if he can – right now he still loves catching like a 10-yard route and then turning and splitting defenders and picking up a first down or a touchdown in the fourth quarter. And he's like, when I don't believe that I can go and catch that pass, pick up another 10 yards – he's like, then I'll walk away. If I can't do that, then there's no reason for me to just continue. He's not going to be Antonio Gates in the final 2 years catching a total of 20 passes for 300 yards or whatever. He'll probably be more like Tony Gonzalez, who in Tony Gonzalez's last year at age 38, he had like 80 receptions and 800 yards.
He was
and like
a trivia questions last week about how many receptions.
Never missed a game, and he retired after having 800 yards receiving and almost 10 like 80 receptions in a season.
He's still going.
Yeah, he was like 38 years old and was like, no, I'm just going to walk away at this point. You know, I want to do the Hollywood thing.
Yeah.
And I'll figure it out. He hasn't done it to the level that he thought he was, you know, hoping that he could be. But
yeah.
But yeah, so we'll see.
So with Kelce and the Taylor Swift stuff, it's got to be unlike covering any other team because you have to talk about it. And there's probably a large faction of, talk sports, Tommy, where it's like, hey, she's the most famous person on earth, maybe.
We
you know?
Don't get many people that say stop talking about this.
Yeah, okay, good. Like, really? That's good to hear.
We don't.
It's good to hear.
We did hear.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
For a little bit. But now there's nothing else to talk about. So Travis Kelce shows up on stage with Taylor Swift in some foreign country. It's something we'll talk about.
Especially when last week, I don't know if you saw the podcast or not. Probably not. But Travis is getting ready to head to London with Taylor to meet the royal family. And Jason Kelce's on the podcast going, you know what? Bleep kings. Bleep on. I hate like what. And Travis is going,
stop it.
Like, screw the monarchies. Like,
Jason, did you know your brother was getting ready to meet?
So did they meet the royal family?
Yeah, like they just pictures
crazy,
of
man. The scene. Tied in from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
He was pretty good.
I mean,
how do you remember him, right?
He was in like, he was in the box at the Eras tour. He was there with Tom Cruise, Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, and then, you know, himself, Travis Kelce, just
life
all
doesn't suck.
Watching, you know, Taylor Swift in London. So, yeah, it was and now being on stage. So, yeah, now he's part of the act, at least there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that that's part of it because it's, I mean, I guess with when like Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe were going, maybe that's the other compare. Like,
we've
I don't
thought
know
about
the
this
other.
Too. Like, I don't it's know gotta, the last one that the Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe is the one that we've come up with is like the closest to anything like Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick, but that was like
I mean A-Rod and J-Lo. But
yeah,
she wasn't
but it didn't feel
big.
Like this.
Yeah, it didn't feel like this. No, because Taylor Swift is one of the most popular people on earth.
Yeah. Right?
And he was obviously known. I mean, he was well known in the football circles, but now he's well known across the globe.
And liked. It seems like everybody, her likability is a big part of her star power. I mean, and like that's rubbing off on, he was already likable anyway, but it seems like it's rubbing off on him even more.
Like in London, I don't know, 2 years ago, if he would have got up there and was just like Taylor Swift's friend that happened to attend the concert and got up there, there wouldn't have been the applause there in the crowd because people wouldn't have known who he was in London. Like, maybe you're familiar with him a little bit, but you wouldn't have been able to pick him out that, oh, this is the guy of the three that are there. That's Travis Kelce in one of the top hats.
Yeah.
But he walks on stage and everybody realizes, oh, my God, that's Taylor's boyfriend. It's not just Travis. That's the football guy.
Yeah.
The American football guy.
The American
guy.
Football.
Not the football guy.
Yes.
The football guy. Yes. The football guy.
So you guys, are you going to get new stadiums or what's going on out there? I saw something last week where it's like Kansas is trying to woo everybody over there.
Missouri had a chance to keep them and they went to vote and they said no. They voted it down. And, you know, people across the country that don't care about anything that happens in that city are like, yeah, go get them, you know. And then if they move, people move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
I've always said, like, you know, don't let people that have no skin in the game pat you on the back for doing something that will hurt your community.
Right.
So, you know, fight the power, the billionaire.
And not have the Chiefs and the Royals.
Right. And Salt Lake City is going to take them and be just fine. They're not going to leave the metro area.
Right.
So it's Kansas is stepping up and saying, look, I mean, they're calling it scoop and score. They said Jackson County fumbled. So just on the Missouri side, they fumbled. So we're going to scoop it up and score and bring the Chiefs over to Kansas, which I think is going to happen.
Yeah, you don't think Missouri's going to counter?
I don't think they can. I think there's too much politics going on right now. I mean, Missouri couldn't even get through their own General Assembly.
I can't imagine at the height of the Chiefs' all-time popularity, they're going, nah, this isn't any good. We don't need this.
So what happens to Arrowhead?
Arrowhead. Arrowhead would just be torn down. They would move over to Kansas and they'd build a dome or hopefully retractable roof.
Yes,
they'd build that. They would
coldest damn place.
Yeah, what Kansas has that Missouri doesn't, that you know we were dealing with here for a long time, is that Kansas has passed sports gaming. Missouri doesn't. Missouri, you can smoke weed. Kansas, you can go gamble. So you can go right across the state line.
If you need
just
both,
don't do either one.
Yeah, like don't mix it up.
Like there were a couple of Chiefs players that got arrested in Kansas for possession of marijuana. It's like, dude, just do it in Missouri.
Just stay there.
Just stay over the east side. They're gonna pull you over and go, hey, what's up, Wanya?
Yeah.
Good luck this year. In Kansas, they're gonna arrest you. Don't gamble in Missouri. Do one or the other. So now they're talking about moving the stadium over to Kansas, and it won't have to go to a vote because it'll be Star Bonds, which is just essentially the sales and tax and revenue from this particular development only. God. So all of the tax and revenue from the development goes to pay back the Star Bonds, which is our
Star Bonds. Arbonne.
Yeah, it's all private investors though, so there's no public financing that goes along with it. So it doesn't have to go to a vote for the community. They don't have to put it on the ballot. It's just and they've already passed it in Kansas. Kansas passed it.
I just can't, man.
Supermajority in both.
We're backwards around here, then I hear stuff like that. You go, good, no, everybody's messed up.
Everybody is.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's and the issue is that Missouri has to go to a ballot. You've got to get public financing. They have a 3/8 cent sales tax in the county to support the Royals and the Chiefs, and they didn't want to extend that tax, and so. The Chiefs are
how
like,
much? 3/8 of a cent.
3/8 of a cent goes to the Truman Sports Complex, which is the Royals and the Chiefs. But the Royals want to move downtown, which I think they will.
Yeah,
I think the Royals are going to move downtown.
There so was what a, happens to that big piece of property? Okay. That's a massive piece of property that the Royals and Chiefs
so
share.
So that property will turn out to be what the rest of the area looks like, which is nothing. So.
It's so true. There's nothing near there.
For 40 years, they've talked about, they're going to develop around there. They've got a Denny's and a Taco Bell.
Man.
That's about it.
We were talking about this earlier.
Nothing.
It's like Greensboro's like this. It may be like this with the arena tonight for the Panthers. It's like, why would you build an arena and nothing adjacent to it? When we saw it here with the Yum Center, it's like, that makes it a lot nicer.
They built it in 1970. They thought they would develop that. Okay, it's away from downtown. It's an easy in and out. The highway's right there. The parking is great. You know, all the convenience of going to a game. But baseball's not a destination sport. Football is. So 8 dates a year, you can put Arrowhead wherever you want. People are going to drive to it. But for 81 dates a year, the Royals are out there. And what else is out there? There's nothing to do. You put it downtown.
It'll be great.
All right. Well, you got people around there. You got something to do. People that may be staying downtown. The latest rendering is kind of cool, though, because the stadium would be on the Kansas side for the Royals. And right field wall would be the state line. So you could literally hit a ball into a different state.
Yeah,
you hit it.
That's kind of cool. So would it be in Missouri or in Kansas?
It'd be in Kansas, but it would
also... Royals?
For the Royals, but it would be downtown. So you'd have the skyline because obviously the state line goes right through. So,
okay.
I mean, so it'd be right next to the Missouri and Kansas River. And, and in right field, you'd have the skyline, which would be on the Missouri side.
That's cool.
So on the left side, you can go and gamble. In left field, you can go and gamble.
Right when you smoke weed.
On the right side, you can smoke some weed. Just as long as you get to the line.
So
you know, it's like Field of Dreams. You've
That's
got
great.
That rock path that you can't cross. Once you cross that, you must put your weed down.
And once your DraftKings app.
Once you cross the other side, I need you to turn your DraftKings app off, sir. You
That's
know,
awesome.
Just go back and forth.
Wow.
So.
I said, and I've told you, I'm going down to this Game 7. I made this decision.
I'm jealous about that.
And I tell you, that, to me, I never really want to go to the Super Bowl, but I want to go to AFC Championship games because being in Kansas City when it's better than being – because Super Bowl looks corporate. Man, there's nothing like those conference championship games. I think this will be like this because you're on somebody's home ice, But those conference championship games they're the best. How many have you been around now? Oh my God, it's
six straight.
Stop
straight.
It.
What?
Isn't that all? What five at home? Five at home?
Yeah, five of the six at home. Then in Baltimore this last year, obviously.
I mean, that's just
we were doing Cram the Van. Okay, we're doing Cram the Van.
Yeah,
Chad's at Kohl's, and he's and the Chiefs are down. It's not looking good for the Chiefs. And then he's like, well, they're probably going to win like the next four games or something like that.
And make the playoffs.
And then I see him in San Diego later in the month. And I was like, it happened exactly like you said it would happen.
Well, Christmas
it's exactly what it was.
Christmas Day, they lost to the Raiders. They got embarrassed by the Raiders. Yep. That was their last loss. And you know, which I love because, you know, that Raiders Chiefs rivalry, you know, Bengals Ravens, Bengals Steelers, whatever rivalry that's there, Chiefs and Raiders. So it's like, even when you beat the Chiefs, you still turn them into Super Bowl champions. So we appreciate it. Even the highlight of your year resulted in the Chiefs going and not losing again because they were so embarrassed to lose to you that they said, we got to get our bleep together.
But the tension of a conference championship game is
unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because you're building.
It's the worst game to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting there is, hey, that's awesome. You're on the doorstep. But if you win, at least you got a trophy.
Yeah.
Like, you won something. You won your conference. You're going to the Super Bowl. Like, you've got something tangible. You're on stage, hold the Lamar Hunt trophy. You've won something in the AFC. Losing that game, it's like, now you got to do it all over again just to get back to that spot to hope you can then win.
And the one I was there, I felt both emotions. It looked like the game was won, and so everybody celebrated and then before they saw the guy was offsides.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I felt a brief moment of that celebration.
Oh, then you were there at that New England
game. And then
the
gut punch of, losing, oh, my God, we lost the
game. The coin flip.
Yeah.
Which, it's weird when Tom Brady won the coin flip and Witten won, nobody cared.
Yeah.
And then the Chiefs won the coin flip 2 years later against Buffalo, and it was like, what the hell?
We got to change this rule.
We got to change this rule. You can't just win on a coin flip. It's like, Brady just did it 2 years ago in the same damn stadium. What are you talking about? It was a coin flip.
He's going to be good on TV, man.
I agree.
I saw some clips of him. Like, it was some whatever minor, UF, whatever they're playing right now. And I was like, wow.
Well, he's going to be good.
He's going to be phenomenal.
Did Greg Olsen just get bumped down from number one to number two?
Oh, yeah, for Tom Brady.
But Greg Olsen was really good,
that was
though.
They were a really good.
That's cute. Greg Olsen's cute. Tom Brady is going to be unbelievable.
Greg Olsen's better than Tony Romo.
That's fine. He's not better than Tom Brady.
Greg Olsen, I think, is the best. And now we'll see what Tom Brady. Tom Brady has the cachet, and I think he's also going to be really good. But I thought Burkhart?
Kevin
Burkhart and Greg Olsen is the best tandem.
That's out
there. They're really Greg Olsen.
They
got
to call more games for me to feel as big time as they are. Because
they did the Super Bowl with the Chiefs and Philly. They were on the call that night.
Who are they pairing Brady with?
I think it's Burkhart.
Oh, they just...
I think, I think they're just moving Greg Olsen down.
Greg Olsen,
Burkhart's like, well, I'm not moving
it. Yeah,
I'm the number one player.
Sorry, Greg.
There's this line in my contract right there. That's number one.
Because they're paying Brady like 15, 20 million.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. But I think he's going to be really good, though.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be fantastic.
If they're paying him more than Stephen A. Smith and whatever ridiculous amount of money he's being offered.
He wants 20. He's only being offered like 15 or 16, but he wants 20.
They're bidding against themselves. Like, who else is bidding for Stephen A. Smith?
I don't know. Fox Sports went and paid Skip Bayless for some reason. But, you know, they're like, nobody's going to pay Skip Bayless this much. Okay, maybe somebody
I don't think they're going to pay him both. I mean, and I saw something, I heard something with him where he talked about he wanted to be the greatest sports commentator of all time. It's the least likable, most Stephen A. Smith quote ever. It's like, no, nobody thinks. I heard Steve Zabin this. I've never once heard somebody around the office go, oh man, you won't believe what Stephen A. said about this.
I've never.
Because I don't take him seriously.
Yeah. No, he doesn't have the depth that you need to cover everything that he's trying to cover.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just, it's absolutely incredible. Like Jason knows the tax rate, okay, for the Chiefs and Royals.
Well,
Stephen A. Smith doesn't know that.
Well, and I think that's the issue of, like, national versus local. Like, when we're in Louisville, we're a mile deep and an inch wide.
Yeah.
When you're national, you've got to be a mile wide and an inch deep.
That's
like,
right.
I got to know a little bit about everything where I don't have to care about the second line for the Oilers tonight.
Yeah.
I don't care about the third line for the Panthers. I'm just going to watch the game and sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah, or like when the draw comes out for the NCAA tournament and those guys like have takes on who should have been in and out.
Right.
It's like, you don't even know where that school is.
Yeah. I love Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith have to talk about college basketball for the first week.
Yeah.
And they haven't watched a single
They've wised up and not put them on the selection show and just let them react to the games. That's good casting.
Because they're good at watching a game and breaking that down.
Yeah. They're amazing.
And I don't need them to know the names of the players or not. They just know like what they're seeing, what's going on, and you know, they can break it down from that standpoint. And with those guys talking, I've talked about it with the NBA a lot, like with the halftime and post game for the NBA on TNT with Ernie and Kenny and Shaq and Charles. I didn't care about the NBA game. The game was immaterial to the show.
I want to know what happened so I can understand what they're reacting to.
Yeah, I just want to know what they're talking about.
Right.
I just want to know. I want to see their banter. That's it. That show, like the whatever game is so secondary to their, because even if they're talking about what a team is doing, Then they start getting into jabbing at each other and needling each other. And I don't even care with the breakdown of who was, you know, scoring in the paint or what type
totally
of defense
agree.
This team was playing. No, and Kenny can go to the big telestrator and run over there, and you yes. see his knees rubbing against each other while he's running because he's got them.
And I actually think one of the things that's been really smart about that show is, like, when Kenny is giving it to Chuck or Chuck's giving it to Kenny or Shaq or whatever, that they go to Twitter and then they bring in
yes.
the Twitter conversation into the show, like, almost like instantaneously. And you're like, and those guys are hilarious too. They pick the best ones, and then they're reacting to that. It's very good. I don't know.
And it's sad that it's gone.
Yeah, you know, but is it
one more year? Right?
Yeah,
I'm hoping that. I mean, Charles is saying he's stepping away next year after the year, no matter what. And I guess that would make sense with a clean break with that whole thing. But
I hope not, man.
It's an American treasure. That show is fantastic.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Such a good
get you out of this. What's you know, the biggest difference between sports talk here in a non-pro market and sports talk there in a pro college? You got it all there. But what's the biggest difference?
Salary cap, roster construction,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like trades, et cetera.
Yeah.
The draft as opposed to, you know, recruiting that, you know,
yeah.
the player, whether it's free market or not, the player doesn't get to choose. He doesn't get to decommit from the team that drafted him.
Yeah,
you know?
They have contracts. Yes.
And he doesn't get to demand a certain salary with the NIL. It's like, well, it's already structured there.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, you've got the rookie wage scale. That's the main thing is, like, you know, we're talking about him breaking down, like, hey, should the Chiefs go get David Bakhtiari?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that'd be cool, but they've got $10 million in salary cap space, so they want to also extend their center and their right guard and their middle linebacker, so you've got to deal with that. You've got the money that you're paying to, you know, Patrick Mahomes that's going to go up each and every year. Whatever he wants, you can restructure. It's the greatest contract in sports.
Continues to be the greatest. Just because he's the best player and you can't win without him? Or?
Because every single time a quarterback gets a new contract, you look at the top five, top six paid quarterbacks, he's not on the list. He's still not on the list. Now, cash this year because they restructured his contract to a degree and gave him a little bit more money up front.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, annual average value of a contract, like, he's not up there with Burrow and now Trevor Lawrence and those. It's absurd.
Wow.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence. Yeah.
And each and every year, he can, because it's a 10-year deal and the way the salary cap works is when you restructure, you can evenly split that over the next 5 years of a contract. Well, if you only have 3 years left on a contract,
extend it.
You're going to you have to either extend it or, yeah, we can restructure, but now we have to take this money we saved and evenly dispense it over 2 years. So if we just save $20 million, well, that's 10 and 10. Whereas Patrick Mahomes, if we save $20 million, well, we can extend that over 5 years because he's got 10 years on his contract. And so they don't have to go and restructure until after the draft. So they go through free agency, they go through the draft. And then they see how much salary cap space they have. They see, you know, who's available. And then they go and restructure Patrick Mahomes' contract. And he has no say in it. He doesn't get a say in it because it's a roster bonus. And they're just converting it to a signing bonus, which you can.
That?
Yeah, the signing.
Who's the genius that got that done?
The Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And Mahomes willing to do that. So the signing bonus you can equally, you know.
Sure.
For pro 5 years. Rate, yeah. Prorate for 5 years. The roster bonus, you can't. It all goes right then. So he's got all of this.
So they
guaranteed.
Can examine. We got space this year. Boom, roster
we're gonna
bonus
give you,
him.
We're going to take $8 million of that $30 million roster bonus, and we're going to turn that into a signing bonus, and we've just saved $8
million. Yeah.
Well, $8 million divided by five.
Right.
So what?
But if they've got space, they pay them the roster bonus. You're saying?
Yeah, they just give them that and they take the hit that year. If they don't have space, then they move it on down the road. So it's always like, well, yeah, but that Mahomes contract's going to kick in. Yeah, to a degree. I mean, it will always be more than a rookie salary cap, but you're also talking about the best quarterback in the NFL that in a salary capped league could be, you know, $30 million, like Deshaun Watson's salary cap of like 50, mm-hmm. 54, Matt Stafford and Patrick Mahomes sitting at like 35 or 40.
Wow.
You know, I think it's the best contract in sports.
Whoa.
Because on the free agent market, if he was an absolute free agent.
Oh, my God.
Oh, golly. You mad.
$60 million?
Whatever. 100.
100. I was going to say.
I'm not even joking.
Oh,
no,
I'm
no.
not either.
If a salary cap being $250 million, somebody would give him $100 million a year.
Yeah.
He'd be worth it. And he wouldn't be crazy for giving it
to
him.
No. You'd save money at the other spots. Receiver.
Absolutely.
Spend money on your offensive line, get a tight end.
Find other
draft
ways.
Draft a couple of receivers.
Find other ways to work around it.
But the business side of college athletics is going to start ramping up as the colleges are going to start paying these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think player rights in college athletics is going to be a big thing. I think transfer fees, things like that. Like Ohio State wants your right tackle. Guess what? You can have it. It's $250,000.
Yeah.
You know, like I think that you're going to have stuff like that happen. because but right now it is kind of the Wild West.
Yeah. Well, I mean, K-State just got the Hawkins kid from Illinois for $2 million basketball.
I know. We were involved.
K-State.
Yeah.
$2 million.
And we said no. We were like,
right. I agree.
I would not have paid $2 million for Tolman Hawkins.
I mean, there's no way he can live up to $2 million. No. I mean, even if it's like, well, $2 million, if he can help him get back to the tournament. And
yeah,
no, but here's the situation.
In the Kansas guy, $2 million. What's the big center? The
Hunter.
Yeah, Dickinson.
He's getting seven figures. I don't know that it's two because you know once you're re-signing, it's not as public, I guess. When you're restructuring your contract, your NIL deal. Whereas if you're shopping yourself to the highest bidder, you know people are going to get wind, and the media is going to get wind of how much that's going to.
I will say though, if it was 2005. And we had the team that we had in 05, and we had a hole at center because Ellis Miles is a power forward playing center. And we kind of needed that one guy.
Yeah.
And that's the one piece that you need to kind of make your team go from a Final Four team to a championship team. Maybe in that scenario, we could have found $2 million for Coleman Hawkins, but we didn't need it.
Yeah, you go to a Final Four, you go to a championship, I think it would be worth it. But that's sort of the point of, okay, what do you have to do for it to be – what does he have to do specifically for it to be worth that? I mean, not only do they have to get to a Final Four, but he's got to be a big reason why.
Right.
You know, not necessarily have to be the regional's most outstanding player, but, I mean, he's got to be a big reason as to why that team gets there. But if you get to the Final Four, win a national championship, then absolutely it's worth every single dime, which is what they thought they were going to get with Hunter Dickinson,
but
that didn't work out. They had injuries and everything.
Yeah, all over the place.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll let you go prep for your show, man. You still get the notepad for every show?
I do.
That's amazing. Yeah. Today is notepad for every show he's ever done. What?
Today is show 1,147 in Kansas City.
In Kansas City. And how many did you do here, Rain Man?
Oh, man.
1,147.
I don't remember.
That's impressive. You've got it written down somewhere.
Yeah.
I've got
the pad.
Yeah, I've got the legal pads back in the.
The legal pad is the way to go. I do the notes app, but it's still not like the legal pad.
I do the notes app, and then I transfer it over to the legal pad.
What happens at home if, like, kid rips out a page of the legal pad?
Well, it's all at the office, so kid's not allowed to do it. Well, then kid doesn't.
How old is the boy now? Speaking of the boy,
he is 8 and a half now.
Wow.
He's 8 and a half, and Jules just turned 5, so she was 3 months when we moved.
That's all right. Max is 16 and a half.
See, yeah, exactly. Exactly. When you started working here, how old Max was. I mean, that's absurd.
He was like 5.
Like 4 or 5 years old. Yeah, he's like Jules' age right now. Like my daughter's age was Max.
That's why I'm going this damn hockey game tonight. Life goes fast.
Do it, man. Let's go Oilers.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. My allegiance will be...
He's going to switch teams.
Whoever wins.
Yeah, you got 2 jerseys on?
I might have to have a shirt in the back pocket or something.
You should be like the Oilers lady.
Yeah,
you
know, I'll rip my shirt off.
Rip the shirt off and have a different jersey underneath. Yeah, you don't have to show skin or anything, but you know that's fine.
What is the discussion in Kansas City about Hawk Tua?
We haven't had it yet.
Getting ready to.
You know that Rangers series that they just got swept?
Yeah.
I just say Hawk Tua spit on that thing and move on to the next one, man. Just move on to the next series.
That's great. All right,
I'm
man,
a media member.
That's good. One of the many rants that live in infamy. Yeah. The Tiny Tim's still, I think, my favorite.
It is good.
All right, get out of here. Appreciate it, man.
See you guys.
That's Jason Anderson with us hanging out here this morning. We will continue along here, 267-9680. Also, don't forget about our friends over at Fitness Market when it's time to get any fitness equipment. I mean, it's so miserable outside this weekend. You want to have a treadmill inside the house. Man, it is just, God, try to run this stuff. It's ridiculous. So whether you want treadmill, rower, elliptical, or now the sauna, which Lieberman only over once this weekend for the sauna. So low sauna weekend for him. Those start at $17.99. They've got the massage chair, which you tried, for $34.99.
Oh,
you like
chair.
That a lot.
Thing was just super clutch. We can do a show from that maybe one day?
We can try. Yeah, you can do. You have your own chair. Yes, you can do that.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want
there's
city
stuff. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you can do the show from one place, and I'll do it from
that's
the chair.
Fine. That's fine. You keep your massage
like the
chair
idea
yourself.
Of you guys doing the show together in
a little
the
bit
massage
of a man
chair.
Perpetuates
yeah.
A,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like a man bed situation.
Don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, it's Fitness Market. 2 locations, Westport Road, just inside the Snyder Plant Side Drive, Waterson Road, online at thefitnessmarket.com. Hour number 3 today.